Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, guys, happy Friday. We've got a special Friday episode. If you don't know, now you know. Lady Gaga's Chromatica comes out today.
Can we afford to play Rain On Me here?
10 seconds. Hit it. We wanted to get the incredible Sarah Tano on the podcast. Sarah and I have both met her. They're name sisters. She's done Sarah's makeup. She's done my makeup.
She's done Lady Gaga's makeup.
She's done Lady Gaga. She's done Ariana Grande's makeup. She's done Priyanka Chopra's makeup. She's done so many people's makeup. But obviously, you know her because she is Lady Gaga's right-hand woman. She oversees House Labs with Lady Gaga. So, you know, to celebrate the launch of the album, which frankly is much needed right now, we wanted to get her on. There have been some exciting launches from House in the past month, including the Stupid Love palette. So we're going to talk to her about that. And you might have noticed, we mentioned this, but we skipped What's On Our Face for the incredibly long pregnancy episode. We wanted, I wanted Sarah to get the shine she deserved with...
It's all for baby creme.
It's all for a little baby creme de la mer. So, we're going to go right into it. Sarah, what's on your face right now?
Okay, so it is actually on my body.
Body.
Because now that I can talk about the fact that I am extremely dry due to growing a human, which, surprise, that's what happens to your skin, apparently. You can experience all these, like, dry rashes and patches all over your body, as well as just general dryness. So I have been leaning hard into body oils.
I freaking love this stuff.
Do you?
Yes.
It's so good. Oh my God. I like have had it in my arsenal for a while, but before pregnancy, like I was just not really a body oil person because I love like a lotion that can absorb quickly and I hate feeling wet. But I don't know why I thought that oils would leave me feeling wet. They don't. I'm like just a stupid girl. But I discovered this product. It's the Costa Brazil Oleo Para o Corpo Kaya Jungle Firming Oil.
Woo! That's a mouthful.
It is so beautiful. It is such a beautiful product. I'm already halfway through, which makes me really sad. And it ain't cheap. She's almost $100, $98. But I use it literally, I use it on my belly. I use it all over my body. It smells so delicious. And then it also has, you know, the firming and toning, hydrating, brightening. It improves your skin texture. Allegedly, it will help me with the elasticity, aka these stretch marks that are bound to happen. It has a ton of different oils in it. Let me just run it down for you. It's got kaya oil. It's got cacao oil. It's got brew branco, tucuma seed oil, Brazil nut, Burundi oil, blah, blah, blah. There's so many. Muru muru. Pecky seed oil, patua seed oil. It's just so delicious. And it feels really good. Kirby, you use it?
Yes. I put this all over this ass. And I put it on my boobies. I like do a little boob massage and I'm really into it. I've been really into boob massage lately. So I've been using that. It is a tiny little bottle. It's like,
this is a splurge.
Yeah, it's La Mer level. Like, but as you said, I love the formulation with all the different oils. It has the vitamin A and vitamin C in it. Or sorry, not vitamin C. Vitamin A and vitamin E.
No, wait. The Muru Muru has vitamin C.
Oh.
Too. So,
oh, okay. Muru Muru.
It's jam-packed.
I want to learn more about you, Muru Muru. So this is a portable, it's a portable 30 milliliter size. That's why they created it. So it's a travel essential.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I mean, I use this preciously. Like, I'm not just slathering it all over. Like, I'm really, like, enjoying taking my time with it.
You know what I wish that I had? Like, a dropper. I've been using, like, a dropper from another oil because I feel like helps me distribute it better.
Costa Brazil, take little Sarah Tan's suggestion to heart. That would actually make, because I do think it's hard to
pour. It's just hard to get the right amount that you want. But also I now have boobs all of a sudden, which I never used to have. So I have also been using this on my boobs.
Beautiful.
Which I need to do the massaging though. But anyways, I'm in love. And also, it's just so beautiful, the packaging. It's very, very chic. So get on it, ladies and gents.
I'm a fan.
Oil yourselves.
All right.
Okay, sorry. What's on your face, Herbs?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's Freck Cheek Slime Liquid Blush in Cuffed. I saw this product. So you guys know that Cherry has advertised with us in the past and I have an account. Los Angeles has an account. It's such a fun website because you can go through, see what people are talking about, what they're recommending. Anyways, I saw this Freck Cheek Slime and initially you guys have probably seen Freck, very popular on social media. They created like this freckle product to create these really natural looking freckles when the freckle trend, and it's still really big. Like this whole freckled look is really big and I love that. I mean,
what filter do you use that doesn't have added on freckles?
Totally.
It's like everything.
Totally. So that's what they're known for. They've come out with a bunch of other different products, but I'm personally not a freckle person. So this kind of just, Freck never really appealed to me until I saw a girl on Cherry holding this product. I would describe the packaging, like a bigger, fatter version of food coloring.
Yeah, you're so right. It's very playful.
It's so playful. Like, I'm obsessed with this packaging. So I initially was like, oh my God, get this in my hands. I want this packaging so bad. And the name Cheek Slime, like,
so cute.
So cute. Normally wouldn't want like slime on my face, but like, you know what? The consistency of slime, like maybe rubbed in, could be kind of cool. Like the texture of it. So I was like,
that's
why not?
That's also because Kirby's a slime influencer now.
Love slime. Bought slime from Slime Obsidian. Anyways, guys, this, I'm not going to hold back. This product is the best liquid blush. It is better than Cloud Paint. I said it. It's better than the Maybelline products, the Cheek Heat that I mentioned. It's better. And I have no qualms saying that. And the reason being is the packaging, the little tip is so small that you get the perfect amount. You can really control how much. I think sometimes with the tubes, when you're pressing,
you end up getting more than maybe you want. So you get the perfect amount. And this is not super sheer. The thing about the cheek heat is it's very sheer. So you have to add a lot of layers of it to create the look you want.
Now, it only comes in two colors, but what kind of blush?
Do you see this? No, you can't.
Oh, wait, I can. Do it again. Oh, so it just like it's a very natural flush.
It's not dewy. Like it does give your skin a little bit of a glow, but it does dry down really nicely. So the one thing that I really like about it is you can sheer this out to as sheer as you want, or you can leave it and you can have a more intense blush moment.
But sometimes with like a dewy cheek stain makes you almost look kind of like a doll, you know? And so I appreciate that this kind of looks a little bit more like you were just flushed, like a natural flush.
And that's like, and it has plant collagen in it. So, you know, it feels really nice on the skin. I also like that it does dry down because the cheek area, the dewy skin thing is great if you have like perfect skin. But if you don't, it's accentuating every pore, every line, everything when you have like all of this like wet look going. So with this, it gives you that really beautiful glow. I wear cuffed just because it's more of like a pinky coral, but they do have another shade that is more of like a orangey red almost.
Ooh, that's my shit.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you're going to be the other shade. And guys, like it's small, but you only need the tiniest bit. This will last you a year. I guarantee you. This is going to have to last you a year. I'm sorry. I cannot talk about this product enough. I'm obsessed with it. It is literally the best. It's $18. Get it.
I love that on the website, someone left a review and it says, it gives you that super cute sunburnt look without the sunburn.
A little sun-kissed moment. Everybody wants that glow where you don't just look flushed. It looks like you've been basking in the sun and have that like natural pinkness to your skin. Like I freaking love that look. So anyways, Cheek Slime, check it out from Freck. I love saying Freck.
Freck.
What the Freck? It's $18. Okay, guys, Sarah Tano doesn't need an introduction. Like let's be real here. If you don't know her, Google her. I'm just going to be real. Like, we don't need to sit down and, like, explain to you all of the magnificence that she has accomplished in her life because she is truly...
Even though she's so humble and, like, you would never know that she has had all of the experience and worked on all of these famous faces because she's just a down-ass chick, regular woman, and I think that's why we love her, but so talented.
So talented. Truly grateful for the opportunity she's been afforded in life and really an expert artist. You know, Sarah and I, like I said earlier, have both met with her, have had our makeup done by her, and the way that she approaches makeup is so different from everybody else. And it encourages people like us to want to have fun and experiment and try different things. But she still always brings it back to like this glamorous moment. Like she will talk about this, but you know, Lady Gaga, we associate with her with like these crazy out there looks, but really a lot of her makeup is based in like these neutral tones with maybe a bright lip. They always go back to like a neutral tone with a bright lip or a bright eye. So it might not be as out there as we like to normally think of Gaga. So she'll talk about that. She's going to talk about her journey. If you know a budding makeup artist or you are a makeup artist, budding or not, listen to her story. I did not cry, but I was on the verge. It makes you so emotional hearing her story. Gaga makes me emotional in general. Just thinking about talking or interviewing Gaga makes me emotional. So, you know, the fact that this woman was kind of plucked out of, you know, her common everyday job to do this and is now with her years later is really a testament to Sarah's work. So
absolutely.
You're gonna love this interview. And I have to say one thing before we jump in. We interviewed her prior to Rain On Me coming out, so we hadn't heard it yet. And so that's why we're like, oh, we can't wait to hear it.
I know. I wish they would have given us access to the music video so we could also talk about the epic makeup looks that she created.
Oh, totally. It's great. So Rain On Me, one of the top three Gaga songs in my opinion. A great song. Fans for life.
Bold statement. Wow.
I know. It's a good one.
But it is really good. It is. And what's even better is this episode interview that you're going to listen to.
All right. Enjoy, guys. And we'll see you next week. Okay, everybody, please welcome Sarah Tano to Los Angeles. Sarah, woohoo!
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Of course, we love you. And it's so funny because it's like Sarah Tano, Sarah Tan. Feel like y'all are soul sisters.
We really are. We are.
We
met for the first time, that was last year, right? That was last year.
Yeah.
Thanks. The time has just, it has no meaning these days. Anyways, I have always been a huge fan. So when I finally got to meet you, it was amazing. Also because I really wanted for us to have that moment of our names, you know, being acknowledged. And then Kirby, I actually just told Sarah that someone accidentally tagged me as her right before this Instagram live. I don't know what I'm doing right now. Podcast. So I'm like, we really are connected.
We are. I hope I get tagged as you one day as well.
Look at this bonding happening. I love it. So yes, Sarah and I both have experience with Sarah. Sarah's done my makeup for a video. I felt blessed that you were even touching my face. I was like, I don't have as much lid space as Lady Gaga. She's like, nobody does.
You don't have as much lid space.
Still, nobody has as much lid space as Lady Gaga. So if you guys are trying to recreate an eye makeup look and you're like, where the hell did she get this lid space? Just know Gaga has the most lid space of any other human on the planet. Apparently.
Sarah Tano has a lot of lid space too. A lot of real estate.
Yeah, girl. Do people tell you that you and the lady are like sisters? Do they ever ask if you guys are related? Because you guys look so much alike to me.
Totally.
They do ask us if we're related. We're not, but I mean, she is like a sister to me.
Okay, so ST. Well, I can't even say ST because it's both y'all.
You could call me Stan, and you could call Sarah Tano Stano.
Stano! Okay, because we stand for Stano.
Yeah.
What we kick off every podcast with something called What's On Your Face? And we just want to know, what's on your face? What are you wearing on your face right now that you're really excited about? It can be skincare, it can be makeup, whatever it is, let us know.
Well, for my skincare, I'm wearing Dr. Sturm. I stand for Sturm. I love the doctor lines of skincare. I'm a little bit bougie in that regard. I love Sturm and I love SkinCeuticals. So a few things from both. I'm wearing the Marc Jacobs Beauty Lip Oil and wearing also their At Lash new mascara.
Yes.
And I'm wearing the new House Laboratories Stupid Love eyeshadow palette, which I hope you ladies have seen.
Yes, we have them in our possession. We're so excited.
We're going to definitely talk about that palette, but we loved hearing about what's on your face.
For those who are not familiar, can you please tell us like about the first time you met Gaga, like how your guys' relationship formed.
It's definitely a unique story. Well, my career began, man, I don't want to give away my age, but I guess I always do. It was over 20 years ago and I started doing makeup in Cleveland and I've moved around a lot just to make this story a little faster. I've moved around a lot. I've been at it and I've had to start over several times for a million different reasons. But at one point I was in LA for the first time about 15 years ago. And I met this wonderful artist manager named Wendy Morris. And at the time she was with Black Eyed Peas and I had, she introed me to Fergie and I got to do Fergie's makeup. And this is so long ago that we actually used to hand carry our portfolios when you would meet somebody and they would decide if they were going to give you the job. So she remembered seeing my portfolio. Cut to many years later, and I'm now living in New York City working at a MAC counter and for only like 20 hours a week. So, you know, that's not very much money coming in. Working on editorials and doing test shoots and helping backstage, like doing anything I could do to do makeup. And I was pretty much at the point where I was going to have to, you know, go back to Cleveland again. And I got a call from Wendy, like maybe 3 years later. And she asked if I was interested in working with a new artist by the name of Lady Gaga.
Like a joke.
which NBD. I actually didn't know who she was until the day before. And the day before was the MTV Awards, where she performed, I think it was like Paparazzi, and she was hanging from like the rafters.
The blood. Like, oh my God. And, iconic.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. She is such yes. a badass.
Yeah.
Like, I loved her. And I was talking about it with all my Mac friends the next day at the counter. Like, oh my God, did you see that? She's so awesome. And I was talking about how I wanted to work with her. Sometimes if you put it out there in the world, it comes back to you. And strangely enough, it did. And it was 20 minutes later, I had a message in my, like, I think she messaged me on like Facebook. It was like, I actually remember the date. It was like September 18th, 2009. And I had like 2 or 3 days to get my shit together and go meet her at a makeup show. So when I get there, also I had to do hair and I cannot.
You had to hair too?
Yeah. And I'm not a hairstylist. Like, I'm no Frederick Gutierrez. Like, I was asking every like drag queen I knew, like, how do I put a wig on? So the first time, like, I don't even know how I kept a job more than a day, because I was like wrapping tape around her head and like putting pins in, like praying it didn't fly off when she was dancing. So I knew that wasn't going to last long, but she loved her makeup. I didn't have a lot of time. But I said, what do you want to look like? We had like 30 minutes maybe. And she said, live your eyeliner, breathe your lipstick, which I now have tattooed on my arm. And I will never forget that moment. Actually, I don't know if you could see behind me, but I have a YSL lipstick sitting on that shelf. And that was the day that changed my life. I kept the lipstick that she gave me, that she wanted to wear for that performance. And I'll never forget that day. And it feels like so much time has gone by now, but we've both grown in so many different ways. So cut to, it was probably like 3 months later. She was rehearsing to go on tour. And she was working with Billy B at the time as her main makeup artist. And a lot of big celebrities do this. Basically, they'll have a day-to-day makeup artist and they do the smaller day-to-day things, or they would do the tour makeup. And then you would have a bigger makeup artist that would do the magazine covers, the music videos, the more like really intense creative stuff. So at that time it was Billy B, and we were about, she was getting ready to go on tour, her first like big world tour. And Billy wanted to use his assistant, but she still wanted me to be part of it. It just, I wasn't ready, like, to be thrown into something that creative. I just wasn't there yet with my own techniques. So she asked me to come on tour and do her dancers. So I did. And I knew I would like one day get a chance to do it again. So I stuck with it. And every time we were able to, you know, take a break from tour, I would go back to New York and I would shoot with every photographer I could. I would do a bunch of test shoots, anything I could to really hone in on my craft. And when I would come back to work, I had like the greatest honor, where I got to watch like Val Garland and James Kiliardis and all these other incredible makeup artists who have really like paved the way for us. I got to watch the way that they work on Gaga and their different styles of makeup and what really worked on her face and how fast they were and the things she was, you know, more picky about. But then I got to make mistakes on the dancers and kind of like piece together the different things that I knew that she liked and really just continue to study, because I can't stress enough how important it is to like know your references when you're working with someone like that. Cause she likes all time periods. She's an encyclopedia of music and fashion runway. So I did not know that I would need to know all that working for someone like this. And now I feel very well-rounded and I'm ready now. So 5 years after waiting to get my big break again, I was ready.
I know. It's incredible. It's like, I love hearing that story. I kind of get chills when you tell it, because it really is, you know, it felt like a magical moment that was gifted to you, but also like all of the work and all of the strategy and the studying that also went into it. It didn't just fall in your lap. You really did have to work for it. And honestly, like, getting to practice on her dancers and still being able to be a part of that and like do trial and error with them first before going to like the main stage, if you will, is amazing. Like, I don't think you could ask for anything better than that.
And like stage makeup, performance makeup like that is a very different thing than doing like a red carpet makeup or something, because it really has to withstand like the changing, the dancing, the high performance. So it took me a really long time to develop my own technique because no one ever taught it to me. I had to figure it out. And I think also there's something to really say about the way that Gaga is. She really saw something within me. And I will never forget the day when she said, like, you are not here by default. You earned this. I've watched you put your head down and you worked so hard all these years. And I see the change in you and I see the technique and I can't believe that you're out there doing all these, you know, fashion editorials, but like you're my makeup artist now. Like she saw something in me and whatever it was, I'm just so happy that she did. And she gave me another chance because it's really like, I owe her my life.
Oh my God. Sarah and I are literally grinning like idiots right now. Like, you guys should see this recording.
It's just hard. I like want to cry every time I tell this story.
It's just so sweet.
Cause I love her so much. Like what she does for me. And she, I know Brandon, like when he was on my live a couple weeks ago, like he said the same things. He really did that, you know, for Brandon too. And she does that for so many people in our lives. And like, that's why I think like like House of Gaga is so rare in the celebrity type world because she's really one of a kind. Like she likes such a tight knit creative group of friends and we really trust each other in so many ways. And I think that's why you really see that when we do something together because we really have a rhythm and know how we work together.
I mean, we know like Lady Gaga's effect on, I mean, her fans, like she has a crazy fan base who, you know, who, she's touched all their lives. What?
I said,
Kirby. You know, she touched all of their lives and they had never, you know, have never even met her or seen her like perform live. So I can't even imagine what it's like to actually have this close relationship, a working relationship with her like you do. I mean, you say like, obviously she is amazing, but you probably are also just as equally amazing to her. And you are responsible for some of her like most iconic looks.
Oh, thank you.
Just the Met Gala alone last year.
Oh my God. I love that you got to be on the carpet for that. Like when I saw you and Frederick, I was like, oh my God, there they are. I know them. Like I was freaking out. I honestly felt like I was having like a cardiac arrest. I was so excited.
Oh my God. It took her like 3 days to talk me into doing that because I'm like concentrating about the makeup. For me to like think, oh, I'm going to mess up this whole performance. But really like when I was talking to Brandon about it, he's like, but that's basically what we do. We do this like underneath the stage doing her quick changes. So it's like that, but we're doing it at the Met on the red carpet. I'm like, no. Oh my God.
I think we could have a whole podcast dedicated just to her looks at the Met Gala last year, because that's like what I want. Like I know when I'm watching Lady Gaga, she's going to deliver. Like I want the drama. I want the entertainment. Like give it to me. And she always delivers.
Especially at the Met Gala, I think like so many people, you know, show up and yes, they look pretty, but it's like we want a show. Like we want to see something that we don't see every day. And you guys like just absolutely delivered and killed it.
I mean, the theme was camp, people. Like, that's the thing. Like, seeing, like, beautiful models come with, like, some eyeliner, like, that is not camp. Like, so for us, I feel like the pressure was on, but it also kind of wasn't because she would be camp if in anything. It's just, like, it's who she is.
Okay, so I do want to talk about, so obviously you work with House Labs, and then you also work, I learned this just today. So you used to be the global ambassador for Marc Jacobs Beauty, but you're not anymore, right?
Yes.
Okay. You've retired. They still love you and they still like to send you product and work with you on that, but you're not an official ambassador.
No. I worked with Marc Jacobs Beauty as a global artistry ambassador for over 3 years. And then it was just going to be too much with working with both brands. So I'm just the global artistry director now at House Laboratories, where I get to really work from everything from, you know, product development and all creative sides of things, color, work one-on-one with Gaga, work with the formulas, like just everything. And then doing some of the press stuff. So on all angles and, you know, the creative part of like the photo shoots, which is really my, like one of my favorite parts as well. Seeing the makeup come to life.
So then, okay, I always like to ask this because for people that might not know, like obviously when you're a makeup artist and you're working with a brand at the level that Sarah is, like obviously she is tied to this brand. So how do you still stay on top of newness and what's happening in the industry while still being loyal to, you know, House?
Well, even, I mean, before House, before Marc Jacobs, like I'm still a makeup artist and I will always be a makeup artist first and foremost. So it's my job to test new products. It's my job to know what's out there. It's my job to know the trends in makeup and know the trends in formulas as well, because there's always like a new take on a formula. And I always want to know how to use it, how to make it better, and what's not out there that I could really see a space for. So for me, I have, as a makeup artist, you receive a lot of, they call them like press mailers, you know? So you get to try everything. And I'm really blessed in that way that I don't have to run around on the days off I don't get trying to find what's cool. Like it gets sent to me. So if there's something that really intrigues me, I do like a test before it would ever get into my kit. So for anything for the skin, I would wear it for a week just to see how the formula works before I would ever like put it on anyone for an event, because I need to know what's going to do to my own skin and how to layer it with products before it would make it in my kit. And for other products, I would wear it for maybe a couple days. And if I love it, it goes in the kit. If not, then, you know, I'll usually give it to an assistant or something.
So you kind of touched on your favorite skincare products already, but as we know, like skincare is a huge part of canvas for the makeup. Can you tell us a little bit about what you use and also what you like to use on Gaga skincare wise before red carpet or a show? I know that she's obviously a huge skincare fan because I had the privilege of having a facial from Jumi, who went on tour with you guys.
Yes.
Which Kirby,
I'm so jealous.
You haven't gone yet.
I've met her, but it was literally right before the pandemic happened. And it was like, okay, can't probably see you now.
This facial is like, has your name written all over it, like the facial massage. She's incredible. But so obviously skincare is like really important to both you and Gaga. Can you tell us like some of your favorite products that you use?
Or is there anything you wouldn't use? I think that's also useful. Like, is there any skincare you wouldn't use prior to putting her in front of cameras?
Well, for starters, things I'm always really careful about, but before any flash photography, is really sunscreen. That's a big one, or anything that contains talc, because that will create that flashback mess. I'm sure you've seen so many incidents on the carpet. So making sure your products have no sunscreen and have no talc in them are a big no-no to make. Or like, it's important to make sure that they don't contain those things for something specific to like flash photography. As far as prepping for them and skincare, Gaga and every girl I work with loves masks. So for me, I always start with a mask. When I first get to the job, I get there at least an hour ahead of time because I like to take my time and set up and really get my mind organized on like what I'm going to do for the day. If I could talk to the stylist and the hairstylist and really get on the same page in case we didn't have to before, I want to make sure that we have something to present to the client when they get there. So for me, a mask would come first. I'll usually put it on ice and I'll put a Refa roller in like a little bowl of ice. And, you know, different people like different masks, but one that pops up a lot that I also love is the 111 skincare mask. Are you familiar with that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that one's a big one. The Talika mask, which I love. The Tatcha masks are nice. So I'll use that. And then while the mask is on, I usually like to exfoliate the lips. So I'll use a sugar scrub and I usually apply it with a tongue scrubber.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has like the little divots, you know, and it really helps to work in the, you know, the sugar scrub without me having to like actually scrub their lips with my fingers.
Totally.
And then I'll put a balm on. My favorite is like the Sicily one or Dr. Sturm. Those are the only two I use. I know. I told you I'm bougie.
As you should be.
And then while the mask is on, I'll usually work in with the Refa roller, starting to depuff and massage the face. That's usually when the hair is starting and it's a good time to kind of talk through the day. So I think that's a crucial part about glam, is really letting the products soak into the skin and talk about your day. And as far as other products, I think it's important not to layer on too much skincare, or any foundation or anything that you're going to put on top is going to start to roll and pill. which is like my worst nightmare. So that's another reason why I like to test the things that I'm layering before I actually use it on a shoot, because it's happened to me before where it like a product will completely like come off of the skin and you're like.
We actually asked this question to Daniel Martin, right, Kirby? Like when you start to see pilling, like is there any way to save or do you have to start from like the very beginning?
I don't even want to try to save it, because if it's a shoot and you're touching up all day, you're just going to create an actual nightmare for yourself. So I'll just take it off and start all over again.
And I love that you use, is it the R-E-F-A, Ruffa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that tool. It
the silver balls, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely looks phallic. Let's be 100%. It looks phallic.
Disco balls.
My husband's always like, what is that? That it's not for the face.
Yeah. Is it a vibrator? What is that? Yeah. Like, what is
it
that?
It works.
It's hilarious. But it does work. And this is the thing. We get asked about jade rollers a lot. This is not a jade roller. It actually sculpts the skin the way that the two balls.
It has natural microcurrent. That's why.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
So it really does help to lift.
So it lifts, and then it helps to really just get the blood circulation going as well and sculpts your face. So
feels so good too.
They're definitely a bougie tool. Ceratano doesn't do anything except for the bouge. So, but it's literally one of my favorites that I have used on my face. So good on you.
Yeah. I do love that. Like Priyanka Chopra, she likes actual ice too. So sometimes like I'll actually take ice cubes and kind of depuff with that too.
That's
so
smart.
Everyone has different like things that they've learned along the way that really work for them. But with serums and stuff, I like to keep it pretty simple. I'll just use like a hyaluronic acid. I happen to use the Sturm one. And for moisturizer, like a lot of people that I work with also go to Dr. Sturm. So they use the blood cream.
Oh, yeah. Get it professionally made. Yeah, that's right.
But I love SkinCeuticals too. That's another brand that I feel like has really, really great products. I love the CE ferulic acid. Mm-hmm. That's something that leaves such a gorgeous glow to your skin that you barely even need foundation.
Okay, I want to know what products or what types of products do you think are overhyped?
Like what is hyped? I don't actually know what is hyped because I'm probably going to get killed for saying this.
Tell us.
I don't always like a face primer. I'm just not a face primer girl.
That is the perfect example of, I think, an overhyped product.
Yeah, and I know people love them. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason for them. But to me, it's just, I like to spend more time on the skincare. I agree, like, it's great to use them for your eyes. You should always prime your eyelids. But your face, it just would depend on the formula that you're using. So if you're using like a lot of cleaner foundations or vegan foundations, you usually do need a primer because it needs something to stick to.
You're so right.
So if that's what you like to use, then I would suggest a primer. But for a lot of the stuff that I use right now or that I've used in the past, sometimes I skip that step because I still want the way that the skincare looks. I want it to shine through the foundation. And sometimes I get afraid that it will be dulled if I pile more stuff on. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah, 100%. And I think Sarah and I kind of agree, like, I don't think we're, you know, huge fans of primer in general. I don't use one every single day. Obviously, we get sent product like you, and sometimes there will be a primer that stands out, and we're like, oh, okay, like the new Giorgio Armani primer. I'm a really big fan of.
This is the only one I'll use. It's the Tatcha Silk Canvas.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried the liquid one?
No. No, I haven't.
So the liquid one, I think is better for people that have like naturally combination or oily skin.
Oh, great.
I tend to have that skin type. And when I use that one, it's way better for me versus, I love the action of like scooping it out of the little plate. But for me, this one's a pump and it just actually stays on my skin better.
I think it's easier to apply to, and like you kind of know how much you are applying versus like you're not sure maybe how much to scoop.
Yeah, this the Tatcha one I would recommend for like, especially for those more like vegan or clean foundations, because this one really will help to adhere the foundation to your skin.
Okay, so today is a special day because Chromatica launches today. Woo! Okay, we want to know, what was the first song you heard from the album and if you have a favorite one?
I actually don't remember the first song that I heard. It must have been Stupid Love, because that was one of, I feel like it was Stupid Love, which, you know, there's been sometimes they go through different versions, but that's one of, I love Stupid Love, but I think my favorite song on the album, Rain on Me and Free Woman.
Okay, I can't wait. So
yeah,
I am so excited about the album in general. And I always tend to, my favorite songs always tend to be not singles.
Oh, same. Usually I'm the same.
So like Diamond Heart was my favorite song off of Joanne. And it's, by the way, what I'm wearing on my lips right now.
Dance in the Dark. Hello.
Oh my God, Dance in the Dark. Hello. There's so many different Gaga songs that have
Monster
been my life. Yes. Are you kidding me? Monster is on my Halloween playlist. I listen to it religiously.
Which Kirby listens to year round.
It's so good. Like, does Gaga just send you the link and is like, check it out?
No, never. Oh my God. I would never want that responsibility. You're like making me sweat even thinking about that. No, we'll play it. She'll play it in glam and be like, I wrote a new song, like hear it, and we'll dance and do her makeup and her hair. And
so when you're developing these products with Gaga, obviously music like Chromatica is a huge inspiration. What is that like? Do you have your sketchbook out and you're playing it?
No. You know what? This album was unlike any other, not only for me, because this is the first year we've had the brand and she has an album out. So this is the first product, the Stupid Love palette was the first product that we're putting out that we were able to really merge the music with the makeup, which is so important to us. And it was so much fun to do it. And the way it came about was we were listening to the music and Freddie put on this beautiful pink wig before she had dyed her hair color. And we were talking about just like where her mind, to see where her mind was at. Because for me, the first things that she say, I always really take that to heart. Her very first impression of like what she's thinking. I had that day, I had all these products out. So all sorts of different color products, formulas, textures, everything. So I just didn't know what she was going to want to do. And she pointed to this like kind of teal color with her pink hair. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. We could do something like color blocking. So that was kind of the first conversation, but she wanted it to feel very powerful, but a little punk and rebellious. So she didn't want me to do like a beautiful, like blended eye. She actually wanted me to just throw it on with my finger and then take like an eyeliner and just messily like apply it. So it only took a few minutes and she felt really cool and it just felt right. So within that, that's how we started to really build the palette. And within that, we wanted to give like different chromatic versions of all these different colors and play on the textures because that was really important. And also with building a makeup look, you want to create dimension. So when you look at the eyeshadow palette, you'll see that there's a more matte and a shimmer version of each kind of shade.
Yep.
And then because, you know, with Stupid Love, we had so many like monochromatic looks, which were so beautiful. And it's just a style of makeup that I think is so classic and iconic. And it's really, really timeless. And then I wanted to really play on more color blocking style that we did that day. So it's mixing the more cool tones with warm tones all in one look. And you could play on using all mattes or mixing the mattes and the shimmers, but it really gives you like endless opportunity to express yourself.
I haven't played with the palette yet because I need to film it clean without my fingerprints all in it. Yeah. Because I want to do like a video of me like using the colors for the first time.
Oh, I love but that.
It took all of my willpower not to stick my finger in that really beautiful indigo blue because I just want to be like, rah, like war paint on my eyelids. So I can't wait to show you what I end up coming up with. With my limited lid space. But I'm so
Kirby,
excited.
Shut up.
Oh my God. Stop it with that. Just overdo
it. Literally, if I could, I could slap you, but you're not here.
I'm in Zoom. Okay.
Yeah, do sign all the way to your brow.
I will. Literally, it'll just be like a giant block like right here on my eyelid.
Yeah, it looked dope.
That's how we're going to have to express ourselves. We're going to have to be wearing masks for a while. So
I know, right?
Eyeshadow all the way up to here.
Yeah, it's all about the eyes and expressing yourself. And honestly, there's no right or wrong way, but I feel like this shadow palette came at the perfect time, not only because it's for her album, but color can really do a lot for your mood. And I think I definitely need a boost at this point. So color has been really therapeutic for me to play with during my time in quarantine.
Yeah, for sure. So you explained, you know, the inspiration for this palette and the music and how it all came together. But I want to go back to the first palette because I remember when it launched, people were a little bit surprised at how it was more of an everyday palette, a palette that you could wear no matter what, which psyched Sarah and I out because, like, to be completely honest, sometimes seeing like these really bold eye colors are a little intimidating, especially because we typically wear like browns and mauves and taupes and things of that nature. So we were psyched, but I think people thought, oh, it's so interesting that she's coming out with this everyday look instead of the Stupid Love palette, which is like in your face, bold, colorful, signature Gaga.
Kirby and I like loved that first palette too. I mean, obsessed, like must be in our kits at all times.
Yeah, I love it too.
Can you kind of discuss like why you wanted to go that route?
Yeah. Well, for starters, it really reminded Gaga of like the basics of what she needed when she was starting out and she would do her own makeup in the Lower East Side. She needed those basic colors to create and transform herself and get ready. And that's why she called it the Fame. So that was kind of like our way of doing basic. And we wanted you to have all the fundamentals before we gave you all the color. And we were always going to do color. But another thing to say is like, we really do have like a sophisticated taste in makeup. So it's not always, do you see her in a bright color eyeshadow before this? You really, I mean, it was rare that we actually did it. She's just known for the meat dress, right? But what kind of makeup was she wearing in the meat dress? She had beautiful glam makeup. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't colorful. You know what I mean? So people think something different than it is sometimes.
Totally.
But we love color. Like we love color and we're going to give you color, and House Labs loves color. And we were just getting warmed up, and you'll see a lot more color and a lot of everything from us. But it just felt right to give you what you're going to use every day before we give you this really colorful artistic palette.
Yeah. I do feel like you said the timing couldn't be more perfect too.
Well, even with the looks that you've done, you know, specifically during A Star Is Born, when you did the like metallic cat eye on me, one of the things that you told me when I interviewed you, you were like, it's still a classic look. She had this beautiful red lip and this cat eye, but instead of it just being a black, you know, wing, we went ahead and made it metallic, and we added like the foil on top and things like that. So it's always a little bit edgy. It's always Gaga. But it's not necessarily, you're so right. It's not necessarily like she's wearing like yellow on her eyeballs or like pink on her eyeballs. It's just the way that she carries it.
I think people also just forget, or like they just remember, you know, she has so many memorable looks that are really loud that's what people associate her with. But to your point, has so many beautiful classic looks that are just as many, if not more.
Yeah, but that's like how I would suggest the same thing, Kirby. I would say to people who see this palette and think that maybe it's too adventurous for them, like there actually is some really beautiful wearable colors in here. And also step outside your box, and you don't have to like participate in makeup that you're not comfortable with, but try doing your winged eyeliner and try doing it in this like royal blue, or try doing it in the teal, you know?
That's like totally been, because I am not very, or I am scared of a lot of eye color because I lack lid space for real, Kirby. But I feel like over the last year, the way that I have been, like been incorporating color into my looks is with like a colored wing. And I'm like, oh, this, and it's given me like the confidence to go a little bit higher and try something a little bit more bold, you know? So I'm excited to...
Remember when I did your makeup and we used the purple and you like never wore purple before or something?
Yes.
And you loved it.
I loved it so much. And it looked so good with a red lip. Blew my mind. So one thing I think that, you know, people love about House Labs is the fact that the formulas are all vegan and cruelty-free. But I imagine that is really difficult to achieve when you're making such a colorful eyeshadow palette that's super pigmented and in so many different, you know, finishes. Is it? Am I right?
Oh, my God. I wish like our product development team was on this call right now, because they would tell you how many times they have to explain to me, no, we can't, we're vegan, because there is a lot of restrictions with color. For the eyes when when you're working with vegan. So yes, it is challenging, and I've kind of started to learn. They have to remind me all the time still, but I've started to learn the shades that are more difficult. So it's usually like your bright reds, your bright pinks, things like that are harder to achieve.
The formulas are all so, so good. So kudos to your product team.
Well, thank you. We really spend a lot of time making sure that the formulas are the star of the show. For me as a makeup artist, I have to work in so many different conditions. So we kind of like test it for Gaga, like during her shows and stuff, which they hate when I do that. But we want to make sure, and it's so important to Gaga, that not only that their products that you're going to trust the performance of them, but also that they're products that you're going to love and the formulas are cutting edge, but they're also easy to use. Like, you don't have to be a makeup artist to use our liquid liner, because the way that the tip is, you can actually drag it on the side and really like kind of stamp on your liner if you're intimidated by liquid, or if you're a little more skilled, you can use the tip. You can also create really great designs if you wanted to, and it's not going to go anywhere. And with our Glam Attack, it's like we built the tips and the tricks into the formula. So people who maybe aren't as good with their eyeshadow, they could do a Glam Attack look with their eyeshadow, which is a liquid to shimmer powder on your eye in seconds.
I love that product.
And that was, yeah, I love it too. And Gaga, like, when she didn't use like a conventional eyeshadow all the time, she would just use, you know, liquid liner. And when Glam Attack came out, I remember she would send me pictures and she'd be like, look, I did a smoky eye and it only took me like a minute, you know, because she would use Chain Ballerina and create like a smoky eye. And it was so easy for her to do.
Is she really good at like one thing when doing her makeup? Like, is she bomb at doing her own base or her own eyeliner?
I mean, I actually really love it when she does her mascara, because sometimes there's so much going on when we're doing glam that I'll ask her to do it, because I like the way it looks when she does it, because she'll just dig right in and she could pull it up like where it would take me. Mascara takes me a long time, guys. Like, sometimes I'll spend like a good 5 minutes straight just doing mascara, really separating the lashes, really layering it on. But when she does it herself, I always feel like it looks better. So sometimes I'll give it to her. She could go to town on the mascara, and then I'll clean up around it and then do the eyeshadow.
Having to apply mascara on someone else, I could not even imagine how difficult that must be.
Oh my God.
Especially if it's like Lady Gaga in the first. Oh my God, the lash curler. I can't even curl my own lashes.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Whenever I work with Priyanka, she tells me the same story all the time. She's like, every time someone comes at me with a lash curler, I think that in that moment, there's going to be an earthquake.
Yeah. We're all with her. We all agree. And that's the thing too. When I get my makeup done, I want them to do my whole face. But when it comes to my lashes, I'm like, let me see that. You got a wand for me? I just want to get in there. Because there really is, obviously, you can maneuver it a little bit differently when you're doing it on yourself.
Totally.
Versus applying separately.
But that's a really good point. I think that makeup artists that are listening, that are like newer makeup artists, I think when you're working with a new client that you don't know really well, I like to keep it kind of like an interview, work it kind of like an interview where we do the makeup kind of together the first time, because some people like to do something that their self. So sometimes I'll say, do you want to curl your lashes? And I'll hand them the lash curler and a mirror to see if they prefer to do it themselves. Or they'll say, you know, no, you go ahead and do it. Same with mascara and sometimes eyebrows too.
So we're going to shoot out some questions for you. You can answer them quickly because it is a rapid fire round, but you can also elaborate if you want. Okay?
Okay.
Let's do this, Stano. Okay. Favorite makeup brush brand?
Hakuhodo.
Ooh, she is a bougie bitch.
I know. I'm sorry, you guys. I am
so bougie. So bougie. I
know. Everyone's like, oh, vegan brushes. I mean, I like real techniques if I'm being real for synthetic, for face brushes, but for eyes, I have to use a Hakuhodo. I am like a ride or die.
All right.
Can you even see all of them behind me right now?
Yeah, oh, girl. Wow. You're stacked.
That's like an eighth of them. Those are personal.
The faces that we should have a supercut of all the faces Sarah and I have made on this Zoom. It's been been like adoring to like jaw-dropping. Okay, Stano, pick one, eyes or lips?
Eyes.
Brows or lashes?
Brows.
Favorite Gaga song ever?
Okay. I think, okay, can I, do I have to pick one?
No, just tell us a few.
Okay, I really feel, maybe it's just Fix It's right now, but I really feel like it might be Rain on Me. I really
of all
feel
time?
Maybe. I oh think it God. Might.
Have you been like listening to it a lot in quarantine?
No, because I don't have it. Oh. I don't have it, but she's, you know, she's played it for me enough to where, but that's the thing about this album. I feel like every day there's a new song that I like love even more, you know?
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Like, there's one for like every mood, but past album, I really, God, I could go on forever. But like I said earlier, Monster, and I love Dance in the Dark. Like those are just, I just love them.
So Happy I Could Die is a big one for me. Obviously, I love You and I. I love
Me too.
Mary the Night. She did a performance of Mary the Night at the Grammy nominations concert at like the Nokia Theater in LA, like way back in the day. And I have
When they were dressed in like the skeleton makeup,
Sarah. Yes, and I was like having a mental breakdown because I was so obsessed with it, and I was like, oh my God, she's dressed like a skeleton, and I love this song, and I just moved to LA, and I'm gonna marry the night. I'm gonna do what I came here to do. Like I got really emotional about it. But I was there because I was working the event and like ushering people to the stage and stuff, and got to watch the performance. It was awesome. So yes, sorry, I had to chime in with my own.
Sarah Tan, what's yours?
I just have to say Lady Gaga, like the Fame, like 2008 when that album came out, was, I just feel like I have so many memories of like having dance parties with my best friends. And I think everyone does probably, not just me. Okay, last question. What is your must-have product from House Labs? If you had to pick one, which I know is like...
You have to pick one. You have to pick one.
Eyeliner and Punk.
We already have said this. This is like, it's like the best eyeliner. So
it's almost House Labs' birthday, right? July?
Oh my God. It's crazy. This year went by so fast.
I know.
Because I feel like it feels so new, but you guys have done so much and released so many good products in the last year.
Thank you. That means so much to me.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You should be so proud of everything that you've created.
I am so proud, but it's the whole team, like everyone at House Laboratories. Like I'm so lucky to work with such hardworking people that just love what they do so much from the core. And that's why I think it all works, you know?
Sarah Tano, thank you so, so much for joining us.
Stano, we love you.
Oh, thank you, lady.
Stan Glow, if you want.
Ooh.
You're welcome. Oh, you can use that. guys, thank you so much for listening to us every week and dealing with our shenanigans. We know that you are so supportive because we get the messages and see the reviews, and we really appreciate it. If you do love our podcast, please rate us on Apple and write us a review. We love reading them. And follow us on social. We're Los Angeles Pod on Instagram and Twitter, and find us on Facebook and join our Facebook group.
Wait.
And we'll hear... What?
We have to also ask Sarah Tano where we can find her and House Labs.
Oh, duh. Wow. I totally glazed over that. Sarah Tano, where can we find you in House Labs?
At Sarah Tano Makeup and at House Labs.
So easy.
not to be confused with Sarah Tan.
But follow her
but
too.
Follow me too.
But follow her too, please.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.